give him a chance, but he just gonna have to wait, I guess.
Lord help.
You know what? I thank God for everything that He's done for me in my life. You know, and I'm glad to know that I can take you to the exact place. I can take you to the place. I'll just be honest with you, I ain't been there in quite some time, but I promise you I can show you the exact spot. I can take you to the exact spot where I sat and I pled and I pleaded and I cried and at my heart out. And that's all that it took was just, Lord, I had to realize who I was and exactly who He is. And I thank the Lord in that for that. You know, on July 14th, 1999, boy, that was a good day, and that for me. Why? Because it's been sealed ever since. You get in this book, and I don't know, I might read, I might not. I'm just going to tell you. You get in this book, and I love what that song says. Well, boys, I'm telling you, it don't matter if you're anywhere between Genesis and the book of Revelation, it's all good.
Praise God.
And the problem that a lot of people have is they don't want to get in there. Why? Because it'll prove them out. It will prove you exactly where you stand. And so in that, I'll read in that this, be over in the book of Psalms, chapter number 1. I like this. And it all began there about Bible school. I'm just going to be honest with you. And it was just a... I had never been and out on a forestry checkout. I'm not a forester by no means, but I deal with forestry each and every single day. And Brother Jordan said something there that just piqued my interest. And boy, it brought it all to life that Friday. And whenever I was going on that stand of checkout there. But I'll read this and you hear in Psalms chapter number 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Yeah, that's right.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Yes.
And in His law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that's planted by the water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Right.
Most dear, kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's once again that we come to You. Father, just as guilty, Father, Lord, but we're thankful, Lord, that the mercy in that still flows. Lord, we know that we're so unworthy to be behind this sacred desk, but Lord, You've laid this and that under charge. And Father, we pray, Lord, that nothing of us will be said, but Lord, it'll all be in that of You. And Father, we ask God, if there's any here under the sound of our voice, Lord, that strayed by the wayside or don't know You in the free pardon of sin, Father, we pray, Lord, that You just prick their heart and they just make their way in that before it's everlasting too late to the altar and that of repentance. And Father, we ask God that we could just be a willing vessel for You tonight. And Lord, as Lily Jo was taught, Lord, let us decrease so that You can increase. Lord, we thank You in that for all that You are and all that You've done in our life and all that You will do. Father, we ask these things in Your Son, Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen and amen. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And I'll just be honest with you, whenever you text me the other day, Kevin, I did not realize that it was youth night. And I'll just be honest, this one is going to be more so targeted towards the youth. But as it just targeted towards the youth, I'm sure it'll help somebody here today as well. It don't matter your age. Why? Because I'll just be honest with you. I had some trees in my stand of timber that I had to get get rid of. And I'll just be honest with you. And that, as we began that to think there, it said that the counsel of the ungodly nor standeth in the way of sinners, or sinners in the seed of the scornful. And so I want you to think in that for a minute. If you will, just go to your minds with me, and that you're looking at a forest. Don't miss in that the forest for the trees. But I want you to think in that of a forest. Most in here, I dare to say, I probably took a hike in that along the way. That in this natural world. And as you've seen, and that you'll find in that places that is just wide open understory. And then you'll find places that's so thick you got to get on your belly to crawl through just to be able to get through it. But today I want to tell you now exactly what a healthy stand encompasses. A healthy stand first comes with diversity. So, young people, being different, being weird is in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Being different is in. And so don't worry about what the trend is going with. Don't be worried about how many likes you get on this. Don't bank upon how many tweets you get or what your Snapchat score is. But rather in that, the Bible tells us to seek out and at a wise counsel. So as I went on this one, as we began, they write up and had a management plan. Well, let me just tell you, there's a management plan that's been written in that for your life. And I'm just going to tell you, just the way the Lord gave it to me, and I'm just going to try my best to do it. The Lord has got a management plan in that for your life. And the first thing you got to do to be able to read and at the prescription and at for that timber is to go read and at the prescription to see and at exactly what it is. And then you not only that, you got to go and you got to walk it. And so, boy, whoo. You got to walk in that plan. You got to walk in that scripture. Why? Because you need to see and that exactly for yourself what is on there. And I love Brother Kim to death. And I love Brother Delmer and that to death. But I'll just be honest with you. Follow them and watch and see. They both will fall and fail you.
You're right. Yep.
But I'm made to believe you follow them just a little bit further and you'll see them repent of it too. Don't stop there. I say that to say this. Don't put your faith and your hope and trust in man.
Right.
Go read it and study it for yourself. That's where and that we lack in that a lot of times. So whenever you want to read and you want to find out what the prescription for your life is, get in there and start reading it a little bit. And so on this one here in particular, they call it stems per acre. That's how many stems, and that is in an acre plot. That's 43,560 square feet. But then, then they got measurements to be able to count that, the diameter at breast height. Boy, I'm telling you, it was just amazing to me. Why? Because you want to know what the perfect ratio on that for a stand of timber is? 70. Praise God. And if you didn't hear exactly how I said that, it's the diameter at breast height. What lives right at breast height? That old heart. And so as I began to sit there, and them boys that was with me, and then, it was overstocked. Well, what does that mean by it was overstocked? It was too crowded. So young people, I want you to think of this, and older people as well. Your friend circle don't have to be that big. Why? Because you want to get in here and you want to start looking at the prescription. Christ's friend circle was 12. So whenever you sit there and you start thinking, well, how in the world, Jesse, am I going to, I got all these friends that are around me. I've got all these people that I love and adore. If I want to go fishing, I got my fishing buddies. If I want to go hunting, I got my hunting buddies. If I want to go ride around, and I'm going to include you women too, and go shopping, I've got my shopping buddies. And I'm just going to call it like it is. You know the ones that will buy you stuff. You know the ones you're going to have to buy stuff for. And so you're a little bit overcrowded. You're a little bit overstocked. Well, I'll just tell you, A lot of times people will say, well, just go in there with a chainsaw and cut it down. You'll get everything to grow right back. Well, just stick with me for just a minute. We've got some practices out there that's called a stump and treatment. Why? Because if you just cut that thing off right at the stump, what's going to happen? It's going to shoot out a lot of little bitty sprouts, and it's going to come back and it's going to become more noxious. So you got to treat it. And you have to treat it. And how do you treat it? Through the Word of God. And then there's another thing. It's called a hack and a squirt. You got to start hacking at those things in your life that's drowning you out, that's robbing of your sunlight, that's not giving you the nutrients. They're not giving you wise counsel. They're pulling you in every different direction because you're trying to get to the cross. And you're going this way to get a little bit of light, and then another one shines over you. So you looking like that, before you know it, you're all crooked. Yeah. So you got to hack those. And not only do you got to hack them, but you got to squirt something in them. And whenever you squirt it in there, it goes plumb down to the roots. And whenever it goes down to the roots, it don't go to the ground. It stays just for that one. And so as I say that, they may be some times, and I'm going to say it because Brother Jordan brought it up to those children, they sometimes where you got to cut those hard friendships because they're not helping you. They're robbing you. They're taking away your nutrients. They're taking away your sunlight. And so whenever you start hacking and you start squirting and you start cutting and stumping, guess what? That allows the Lord to shine around about you. That allows you to surround yourself with like-minded people. That allows you to get wise counsel. That allows you to be able to grow. And whenever you start growing, guess what? The Lord will start blessing. And then that brings us over here to the next thing I had. Over here in Psalms 128, it says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be. It shall be with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feared the Lord. So, I want you to think about this for just a minute. The Bible says, I believe it's over there in John, it says that you'll know a tree by the fruit that it bears. Amen?
Go ahead.
Well, what did we say right here? That you shall eat the labor of thine hands. What's your fruit tasting like today? What's your fruit tasting like? Are you bitter? Are you sour? Are you sweet? Do you taste exactly like you look like? And so let me just tell you, you start fearing the Lord a little bit. You, Lord, start working on you a little bit. And you, that fear sinks in the way that it's supposed to be. I'll just tell you wholeheartedly, honey, whenever you start fearing God, that's when it starts getting real in your life. Why? Because you see yourself for what you are, and you began to look at the cross and see exactly who he is. We've heard it all morning long. And I'm just going to tell you, you was plowing awful close this morning. But that's all right. Why? Because, honey, whenever you start fearing the Lord, the Bible says that's whenever you become blessed. People today don't fear God anymore. People today think, well, I'll just go do this. It'll be all right this one time. One turns into two. Two turns into five. Five turns into ten. You're ten right. Turns into 12. And before you know it, you've lost yourself. You have lost yourself and you've become into a mess. But if people truly feared the Lord, go back and read through the Old Testament of the things that the Lord killed people over. Go back and begin to read it. And you'll say, man, we got it easy. We've got it made. Well, honey, guess what? The same God back then is the same God today. We ought to be fearful and out of the Lord. We ought to be concerned of how we walk, talk, and live our lives instead of just willy-nilly, hey, the only thing I got to do is be all right on Sundays when I get in and Wednesday. Why? Because let me just tell you, a lot of folks in here is on the other side of the river than where their pastor's at. The pastor might not know everything that you got going on. You can hide it from Brother Kevin. You can hide in that from your mom and your daddy, but let me tell you something. There's one person you can't hide it from. The Bible says that thing that's done in darkness will be made light. Amen.
That's right.
And so you start fearing the Lord. Let me tell you, old Jess had to get a little bit closer. And I'll just be honest with you, I've watered this thing for 2 weeks. Why? Because that's whenever the Lord started working on me. They stems in my life that I had to get rid of. I had to, them trees, no doubt, whenever they see that old axe coming through there, and they see that old squirt bottle with 10% arsenal in it, they, no doubt, they probably start getting a little bit scared, saying, what in the world is this fella going to do to me? Let me just tell you something. The Lord's trying to, he's trying to clear your timber out, to make you stand up tall, to get you in a spot to where he can start using you. But let me just tell you something. You better be afraid. Why? Because old Job, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. So let me just tell you, but blessed be the name of the Lord. He's worthy of it all. Even though, Doug, we don't understand a lot of things, we pray, should pray, I'll put it that way. Not our will should be done, but His, and we got to trust in Him. If we trust in Him, hey, we may not like it, but guess what? He's still God, and He's still sitting on the throne. And so what's your fruit tasting like? Are you bitter? Are you sour? Are you sweet? What kind of tree are you? Are you a nut? Well, yeah, a lot of times people, if they was the outside looking in and they say they've been in the last 3 or 4 services we've been in, I'll just be honest with you, they'd call every one of us crazy. But that's all right too. I'd rather be crazy and know where I'm going than to claim that I knew everything and be busting hell wide open. And then we're going to get over here in Jeremiah chapter number 17. It says, verse number 7, it says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth her roots by the river and shall not see when he cometh, but her leaf shall be green. And shall not be careful for the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I'm just going to be honest with you, Brother Joshua, and that I'm just going to tell you, and that I'm going to give you that a little bit of counsel here, and that I want you to think, and I hope you pray, I hope you know that I'm not a picking on you. I want to encourage you just a little bit here, brother. These times and that you're going to grow, and that every time that adversity and that Satan comes back by your way, trying to bring up those things, trying to get you back there. Dig those roots just a little bit deeper and out in the water. Why does it say the water? Because He is the living water. Why? Because He is what we can't be. And so whenever you spread and at those roots, whenever you start taking root and out in the bank side there, and you start getting there, you can see and that. I've seen it many a times. You'll see an old tree that me and you couldn't touch hands around. That's standing way out from the riverbank. But them roots are running deep. And they run all on the sides. So how do you get rooted and grounded? You study. You pray. That's and you right. Trust the Lord. You don't give Satan an that. You don't give him that inch and let him take a mile. You just go ahead and you cut him off exactly where he stands. Why? Because the more we grow through Christ, guess what? We don't give Satan an that much room. And so in that, blessed is he that trusts in God.
Yes.
And I'm going to be honest with you here. That's where I fail a lot of times. Joanna will tell you, I'm one that I like to have a plan. I always like to have a plan and that for everything that comes up. I like to have a plan if we're going and out on vacation or something like that or taking a road trip. And bless her heart, she's went on plenty of them with me. She'll tell you whenever we start down the road, we only stop one time. And that one time that we stop to use the bathroom, eat and fuel up, and then we hit the road again. But let me just tell you, honey, that ain't the way the Lord works. Sometimes our plan and His plans don't line up. Sometimes that our thoughts and His thoughts, the Bible says that His thoughts are way higher than ours. And so that's why we've got to trust Him. Even in a time where Satan is going to try to use things that no doubt that this church has been through in the last 3 weeks. He'll try to create doubt. He'll try to get you to start questioning. But let me just remind you in that. Stay true in that to the gospel. Stay true to the one that is not changing. Stay true to the one that's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes, sir.
Because it's going to be worth it after all. And then I was sitting here, and as I began to study on that tract of timber, you know, it's got invasive species and things that began to take, that you got to take out. And then if it's overstocked, the other thing that starts coming and creeping in on it's diseases. Diseases will start creeping in. And then some of them you don't even see it until it's before it's too late. So that's why it's important to maintain and add a healthy friends group is what I'm going to call it. A healthy stand of timber in your life. Surround yourself. Why? Because if you've got a group of mature timber around you, I'm just going to be honest with you, they're going to stand firm. They're going to stand tall. And they're going to help guard in that understory. They're going to help protecting that the mid-story. They're going to start helping protect you. And when the weather comes, they're going to be able to take the grunt of the work. But you know, after and that it reaches maturity, this is the day that I long for, is it's time to harvest. Praise God. There's a harvest day coming out there one day after a while. There's a time and that you're going to reach and that line that's drawn in the sand that no matter what you do, no matter how much money you got, you will not cross it. It's coming to each and every one of us. As Brother Matt preaching that last Sunday, we're all going to die. And that's what's going to happen is we're all going to die one day after a while. But I pray that I'll reach that maturity and I'll be a harvestable, marketable piece of timber.
Right.
And then the Lord just kept pouring this on me. If you've passed that by that place down there where we're living, you've seen it. There's a big old brush pile right there. Underneath that brush pile, there's a stump that stands about this tall. And I got to looking at it, and it had already been burnt several times. And I talked to the landowner. I said, how many times has that thing been burnt? He said, Jess, I don't know. I've burned on it 5 or 6 times. Boy, sometimes even though that Satan will come and he'll suck the wind right out of his sails, he'll come and he'll harvest you a little bit earlier. He'll try to cut you down. Guess what? That old stump still withstands in that the fire. That old stump is still standing after multiple times of fire. So don't give up, church. Even though that Satan has probably cut you down at the knees, he tries his best to get under you, get you. And that Brother Kevin made his mention this morning. 9 out of 10 pastors began to quit. Even though Satan tries to get you to lay down, guess what? He might have cut you off. But guess what? You can still withstand the fire. Just hold true to the gospel and just keep pressing forward towards a high calling. I'll give you everything that the Lord's given me. I'll go ahead and turn it back over to Brother Kevin. I thank you and that for your attention.